For many, many centuries, almost 18 centuries, this day has been blessed in the church's liturgical calendar. Today is the dedication of the Church of St. Mary of the Snows, the most important basilica of the Blessed Mother in the world and in the city, that is, of Rome. St. Mary Major, as it is called, as a result. And it was in the 4th century, after the Council of Nicaea, when one of the biggest heresies was at least on paper squelched, that is, Arianism, which denied the divinity of Christ, that another heresy arose, this time from the Bishop of Constantinople. And there's many heresies that have come from Constantinople, even to this day. And the heresy was that in trying to make sense of what the council had said, that there was only one person with two natures, Nestorius decided that Mary was the mother of the human nature of Christ and not the mother of Christ himself, that is, of the person who was Christ, true God and true man. And therefore, he denied her the title, which was very popular and still is, among the Eastern Catholics, Theotokos, the bearer of God. She bore in her womb the God whom the heavens could not contain. And so this was going on in the meantime in Rome around the year 330 AD. The patriarch John, and that is all we know about him, his wife also, but very few places say what her name is, so I don't remember in the least. They received a dream in the night between August the 4th and August the 5th. And it was the Blessed Mother who told them, on the hill in Rome where I shall make it snow this morning, this night, you are to build a church for me. Now, they did not have any children, and they had a great fortune, and they had been asking God to send them a sign how they were supposed to spend this fortune. Because God gives us things for a particular purpose, not just to be selfish with. And so the Blessed Mother told them. At the same time, Pope Liberius was sleeping also, and he received the same dream. In the morning they woke up, and the servants of either one rushed to them and told them, you cannot imagine what has just happened. On the Esquiline Hill, which is one of the main hills of Rome, it has snowed. Incredible that it has snowed here in the middle of August when it's so hot that everybody escapes. And so they all rushed, the Pope from the Vatican, or from St. John Lateran rather, which is to the left of the basilica. And the couple with their servants from wherever it is they lived. And they all met there on the Esquiline Hill. And there is a beautiful sculpture, a bas-relief above the Blessed Sacrament Chapel of St. Mary Major that shows Pope Liberius with a shovel tracing what the map of the basilica would be. Of course, he probably did not do this, but the artists have depicted it in this fashion. It is in that chapel also that rests one of the most important icons of the Blessed Virgin Mother, painted by St. Luke, Maria Salus Populi Romano, Mary, health or salvation of the Roman peoples. And so, on this day, Our Lady, in the midst of the squelching summer heat of Rome, which is usually horrendous, on this day she made it snow to show us, to show them, that there's nothing that God cannot do, and that God has given to His Blessed Mother many of His own powers to do what she needs to do for Him according to His will. And so, when we need something, no matter how impossible it may seem, we need to go to Our Lady and beseech her on our knees, because she is the Mother of God. She is the tabernacle of the new covenant, Jesus Christ. Beseech her to ask Him to grant us our petition. And so today, we continue to pray for the church, for this shrine and parish, and for all those who have most need of our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.